Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Violet Reiki Radio. I would like to thank the founders of the Seika Network for giving me this wonderful opportunity to bring this show to the public, where we will be talking about Reiki, all things surrounding Reiki and its discovery, its roots, its history, and where it's going in modern day science, healthcare, medicine, whatever you want to call it. It definitely is growing. And we also discussed things that were very much of interest to the founder of Reiki, Mikao Usui, which would be that of religion, martial arts, people, sociology, geography, all kinds of studies, including metaphysics. He was very interested in the metaphysical, as well as I said, martial arts, et cetera, writing. He loved the Emperor Meiji's Waka poetry, and that's from where we get our five precepts, it is said. And so we try and keep a healthy, eclectic mix of topics here at Violet Reiki Radio. Reiki is a universal life force energy. It is an intelligent energy of love and wholeness. It understands the cause of problems and what healing is necessary. Reiki energy has a wisdom of its own, healing and balancing all aspects of a person's mind, body, emotions, and spirit. Reiki is a blessing, an instantaneously conferred sacred potential for healing, protection, and spiritual and personal development. You can visit me, Rose Jimenez, or otherwise known as Violet Rose Reiki, here on the internet on Facebook as Violet Rose Reiki. My website is www.violetrosereiki.com. If you have any questions relating to Reiki, or if there's anything you'd like to know about Reiki, feel free to email me at rose@violetrosereiki.com, and I will get back to you. There's nothing more I love than teaching and informing people about Reiki and what it really is, because there's a lot, I mean a lot of misinformation about Reiki. And the larger something gets, the more out there in the world something gets, the more public it is, the more people get into a subject or know about a subject, find out about a subject, the more of confusion sometimes there seems to be, because there's so many different types of Reiki, and there are so many different views on what real, authentic Reiki is. You have people who have complicated Reiki to the point where it makes no sense, and it's flooded with misinformation. You have people who say they are Reiki practitioners and they do Reiki, but it's really not Reiki. So again, you know, I tell everyone, if you are interested in Reiki and you feel Reiki is your road, investigate. I mean, this is you. Not to be egocentric. It's not coming from an ego area, what I'm going to say next. It's coming from a place of self-love and self-worth and knowing who you are and honoring the self, honoring yourself. You know, if somebody asks you, could you tell me what the best hamburger restaurant is in your town? Well, you know, you want to direct them to the best, so you do research. Or if you want the best Japanese cuisine in your town, you do a lot of research, right? Because you want the absolute best. You want great taste, great atmosphere, the whole thing. So you search these things out. A lot of times, people who are interested in Reiki take what they see and they don't compare. They don't research it well. They just take the first Reiki teacher that they find and go with it. I myself have had several students come to me after taking level one with another teacher in another place. And I said, well, why didn't you go back to your teacher? And they're like, we didn't feel it. We didn't feel we got enough knowledge. We didn't really like the way it was taught. You know, they had issues with the master teacher. And so I can't stress enough, please, please, please do your research. This is you. And you want to choose someone who is a good fit, who has recommendations, you'll see good testimonial on the website. And do not be afraid to call that Reiki master teacher and question them. Just shoot questions to them, because anyone who is a good teacher will not shy away from questions. So do yourself a good service and investigate and research. You want to take Reiki? It's a wonderful thing. I recommend it wholeheartedly. But research, please. I'd like to tell you that also on Facebook, I have a page that is called Reiki Ward. And that page is for distance healing, Reiki distance healing. And Reiki Ward does 2 to 3 rounds of healing every day. It works just like any other Facebook page, wall, whatever. And you post a request for healing. It can be for yourself, a loved one, your own animal, a loved one's animal, anyone, any request that you have. And post that on Reiki Ward, and we will get to it as soon as possible. We really check the page quite a few times a day. We do rounds, like I said, 2 to 3 times a day. And once request comes in, the request is started. We start to flow Reiki immediately. And the request is then put on our healing crystal grid for 24/7 Reiki healing. So any request for healing, you can put it on Reiki Board, and we'd be glad to get to it. A lot of times after midnight, Eastern Standard Time, you'll see not much happening because all of us here, the admins, we're on the East Coast. So, you know, we've not a lot of action going on from, I'd say, midnight to 8, 9 in the morning, but we get to them as fast as we can. And now for this evening's show, we will be discussing the many ways that Reiki can help in your day-to-day, average, everyday life. People use Reiki to relax and strengthen their well-being, to reduce pain, anxiety, and fatigue. They use Reiki also to help manage symptoms, reduce side effects of medications and therapies, such as chemotherapy, radiation therapy, and support recovery after injuries or surgery. Reiki is a good integrative therapy to try because people generally start feeling better very quickly with Reiki. As anxiety and pain lessen, people feel hopeful about regaining their health. They feel more able to incorporate other needed health interventions or make needed lifestyle changes. Reiki therapy often clears the mind, enabling patients to better evaluate the sometimes conflicting medical information being offered by various specialists, so they can make important treatment decisions with greater confidence. In this way, Reiki can help boost or help people become more actively involved in their own health. Reiki can be received from someone else, either a friend, healthcare provider, or Reiki professional, or it can be learned by all who want to practice Reiki on themselves. And that's another thing. A lot of people believe, oh, well, if I take Reiki, then I have to go. I have to become a practitioner. I have to become a master. I have to become a master teacher. No pressure. Reiki is a personal journey. And you need to determine what you need from Reiki. It's not a race. It's not a medal of honor. It's not a badge. It's not whatever. Reiki is a personal journey that you do and you come to for yourself. A lot of people take level one. They love Reiki. They love having it in their lives. And they use it to treat themselves. And they do their self-treatment every day. They do not necessarily want to do Reiki or perform Reiki on other people. And they have no intention or desire to become a master or to become a teacher. So they're okay in their Reiki level one world. It's working for them. They're happy with it. And it's fine. There are some people who want to move up to level two because they do want to be able to do Reiki on other people. They do want to offer Reiki healing to others. They may want to have a Reiki practice where they actually practice on other people and heal and help heal other people. They are people who would love to volunteer in a hospital, in a hospice. And at level two, they're more than qualified to do these things. And yet again, they may not want to become a master, a Reiki master. They're fine where they are. And they may not want to become a teacher. They're fine where they are. Everyone has a different calling. And this is why it's so important to silence the mind every day. And do a brief meditation, even if it's 3 minutes of a breathing meditation. You need to clear the human mind. You need to clear the cache of the human organism so that new information can come in unimpeded, unblocked, unsuffocated by prior information that's just sitting in there. And this is the way that you connect with divine source. You connect with your guides. You connect with the angels that are around you to help you live your daily life. I mean, they are there. Just ask, you know, ask for help. Angels don't do a thing unless you ask them for help. It's all available to you. Just a couple of little things you need to do, like clear the mind, connect, communicate, and ask. And, you know, you'll get the message, you know, what you're supposed to do with your life regarding all things and even with things as far as Reiki. I am a Reiki master teacher in four styles of Reiki. When I first came to Reiki, I'll tell you, it wasn't what I had intended on doing. I didn't come to Reiki saying, yes, I want to be a master teacher. This is what I want. And I want to be a master teacher in four different styles. I just wanted to see what Reiki had to offer me. And I was so happy to have learned Usurishiki Ryoho. And it was working tremendously for me. And thinking that it was the greatest thing since sliced bread, I definitely wanted to be available to help people with this wonderful new knowledge of mine. So I took level two. And it was at that point that I realized that my grandfather was doing energy healing. When I learned how to do biosim scanning and the symbols, it reminded me a lot about the things that my parents had told me, my father, you know, had told me about his father. So I'm sitting in the level two class going, okay, this is definitely something I need to be doing, and I'm going to do it. Still not wanting to become a teacher. And then I was meditating one day, and it hit me. It's like, this is what you're supposed to be doing. So that was it. I continued on to the master teacher level in Usurishiki Ryoho, and then went on to learn Karuna, went on to learn Komyo Reiki Kai, and went on to learn Atlantean Reiki. So you never know where you're going to be led until you actually connect and ask, you know, guidance. Where am I going? What am I doing? Yeah, today, Reiki is commonly being used in three areas. The lay, public at home, for themselves, family, and friends. Reiki professionals offering therapy in their offices or other wellness and healthcare settings. Nurses, physicians, and other healthcare professionals, such as physical therapists, dentists, massage therapists, and chiropractors who integrate Reiki into healthcare during office visits or inpatient care in clinics, hospitals, nursing homes, hospices, and other healthcare facilities. Reiki is so good and can be used in so many ways. And it has so many benefits on so many levels. I'm going to take a brief break, and when we get back, we are going to be discussing some of the major benefits of Reiki and more.
You're listening to Violet Reiki Radio, on the Seika Network through blogtalkradio.com with your host, Reiki Shihan Rose Jimenez, your source for all things Reiki in love, light, and healing.
Hello, we're back. Okay. Let's look at a few of the major benefits of Reiki. Maybe we'll take these 10 at a time because I've got 50 major benefits of Reiki and they're fantastic. One, a stronger, improved immune system. Who wouldn't want that? I mean, and it is true, since I've been practicing Reiki, I am hardly ever down with anything. No colds. I used to get a lot of colds. My severe lower back problems that brought me to Reiki are gone. And you know, it's just in general, my health is fantastic. I'm always energized and full of energy. And so a stronger immune system is one. Two, better sleep. Sleep is so peaceful. And when you practice Reiki, you know, we all, but a practitioner should be doing their daily self-treatment twice a day, self-Reiki. And that would be in the morning and the evening. And to fall asleep doing Reiki to yourself is just such a blissful state. I mean, you just put your hands on yourself in the bed or before bed, and just before bed, you want to sit in a chair and do it. You're just feeling the Reiki, and it's relieving all the tension and stress and craziness from the day. And it helps you go into a much deeper and better sleep. You have less stress in your life. Three, you know, sometimes when stress is really, really getting to you, you feel like you can't take any more. If you take a minute or 5 minutes to do some self-Reiki, and it will relieve all of the stress that you have built up. I used to do self-Reiki on my lunch hour. It was the best thing I'd ever done. I would go to my car and just lay out in the seat and put my hands on myself and go. Just let Reiki flow. And I would come back from lunch totally refreshed. And here it is the middle of the day, like 2 in the afternoon. And I would walk back to my desk and hit that cubicle as if it was 9 o'clock in the morning and I'm just starting. So anything that had happened, I worked in a very stressful environment. Anything that had happened from the beginning of the morning to lunchtime was all gone. Reiki took it away with it. And I started the second half of my day like it was a new day, no stress. Reiki is an ideal weight loss pace. You can use it to help you lose weight. And that's also part of the less stress and also the next major benefit, which is peace of mind, and also the next less drama. Because if you're trying to lose weight, you're really nervous because you want it to work. I'm sure you know, you have doubts. Will it work? You know, will this diet work? Will this diet be the one? Will this changing of my way of eating nail it for me? It's a lot of stress involved in losing weight and you know, finding a plan that works for you and whatever. So we do tend to get stressed out about it. You know, the monkey mind is going chatter, 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 especially if you've done this more than once, because then I'm sure you've heard people say, oh, you know, you've always tried to lose weight and you can't, you never will. You have all that monkey mind negative chatter going on. and a lot of drama. So this is sucking away at your peace of mind, making it all that more difficult to keep on track and keep your mind in a place where it's balanced and free to really employ your method of diet or your new way of eating or whatever it is you want to do. And Reiki helps that because Reiki helps remove the stress, gives you peace of mind, and melts a lot of drama going on around you. Another benefit, major benefit of Reiki is more love, more smiles. You tend to start to feel what real love is. Because to me, Reiki is love. The beautiful energy of Reiki, when it is flowing, it's pure unconditional love. It is universal life force energy, but when you think about it, what is universal life force energy? What's the universe made of? What are you made of? If we think back, what are we made of? What are we all? Initially, we were all love, but we've forgotten. We tend to forget that we are love. And that we need to be love, to reconnect with our true, authentic self. So doing Reiki makes you feel that love, because as that universal life force energy travels through you, as you channel that beautiful energy, you feel the energy of love. You're one and the same. Universal life force energy feels just like love. And love feels just like universal life force energy. So more love in your life. And when there's more love in your life and more honor and more connection to self, there are more smiles. You'll have stronger relationships through this. You also will have a much clearer head. Like meditation, Reiki helps clear the head. And if there are those of you out there who do what I do, in the morning I wake up, first thing I do is a meditation. Shut the monkey mind up, clear the monkey mind. It's like rebooting your computer. Clear the cache, reboot the computer, okay? And now once your computer is up and humming, you start downloading your programs. So then we start with a program called Reiki. And we do our Reiki meditation, our five precepts, along with self-treatment. And that's clearing the head. And now the computer is ready to go for the day. Through Reiki, you will find that because you have a clearer head, you are having better intuition. And the more you work with Reiki, the more your intuition will grow. Reiki is also an intuitive practice. You start, when you learn Reiki, you learn the initial five positions that Mikao Usui taught. And then, through Biosyn scanning, you're taught to use your intuition. That's what scanning the body is. You're using your intuition. Yes, you're using the energy, because the energy will tell you where there's something going on. But you're also working on an intuitive level. The hand positions came out afterward, thanks to Dr. Hayashi. When they put together, he put together his manual, and he put together with Usui Sensei, the manual, the Hike, that says, okay, this hand position is for this, that hand position is for that problem. But Usui Sensei did his Reiki intuitively. And the more you do Reiki, the more your intuition will grow. You'll have faster healing going on within yourself, as well as for those you help with Reiki. If you have a cut or a wound and you Reiki it daily, or even if you're feeling under the weather, say like a flu or something got hold of you, doing self-Reiki every day is going to help your healing to develop that much faster. You'll have a calmer attitude. You'll be taking things in life a lot calmer than you would without Reiki. Very much so because of the five precepts we all practice on a daily basis. It helps you to kind of chill out, as they say. When you are reciting once or twice a day, just for today, do not get angry. Do not worry. Be grateful. Work hard. Be kind to others. Well, you keep those things uppermost in your mind, you're going to have a calmer day. I would recite my precepts in the morning, first one being don't get angry, and I'd be fine. I'd be sitting in my chair and I'd be all, you know, calm and serene, and then have to leave for work, and I'd get in my car, and within a block, someone would cut me off just trying to make the light or what have you, and I would get so angry. So there went my serene recitation of the principles, and I just said 20 minutes ago, don't get angry, and here I am, I'm fuming like a cauldron, you know, boiling, and I would sit in my car, and I would just breathe, put my hands together in gassho position and say, just for today, don't get angry. And I would go through the whole five precepts all over again because I needed to calm down. And, you know, it definitely helps. And so it helps you to have a calmer attitude. That being said, it helps with high blood pressure. If your blood pressure is on the ceiling because you're angry, worried, you're not doing the precepts, you know, that's not a good thing. And so Reiki, putting you in a calmer, more serene space, definitely helps to bring down that blood pressure. It helps with acute injuries. Like I said previously, mine was a bad lower back issues. And I would Reiki myself every day, and I would hit that lower back on a constant basis. And after a while, it got to a point where I never even thought about my lower back issues, that I had them, and that I ever did have them. I was just doing things like any other normal person would do them. And anytime something did go out of whack, you know, if I didn't make it to the chiropractor and something went out of alignment, the Reiki would help it until I could get to a chiropractor and get back into alignment. I am, you know, if you've heard other shows of mine, I am a very big proponent of multiple modalities. So my modalities, my cocktail of modalities are Reiki, chiropractic, and or acupuncture, depending on, you know, what the need is, and massage. Those are my constant modalities, my modality cocktail, as I call it. There are others, and when the need arises, if I feel the need to use another modality, I will, because I don't believe in You know, if you just go to a doctor, that's it. Just go to a Western medical doctor, and that's the ticket. Because I grew up with my mom, who went to doctors her entire life, from when she was 17 years old until she passed at 82. Her life was a life of doctors. And she, at the time of her death, and even before, was taking 25 pills a day. And I swore to myself that that was not going to happen to me, that I was not going to go that road. So I'm happy to announce I'm not taking any pills on a daily basis. And I do take vitamins, herbs, supplements. And thus far, I'm approaching 60. So, so far, so good. And my motto is go Reiki. Let's see. More benefits of Reiki, major benefits of Reiki, connectedness to the spiritual nature and the spiritual path. Now, it's a wonderful thing because Reiki treats the body, mind, and spirit. And I don't know if you all have noticed, but lately, and it's a wonderful thing that's going on and that's happening, lately, there are many people, medical doctors included, who are now saying, energy workers, a lot of energy workers are saying this and have been saying this for years, but, you know, energy workers have been saying this for years and people kept saying, oh, they're all a bunch of quacks. But now, you know, even in mainstream medicine, it is being said that we're not just a body. It's all about body, mind, and spirit. It's like the old saying, you know, the body is willing, but the spirit is weak, which is true with so many things. You know, the body is willing. You got a good, able body, but the spirit's weak. The desire is not there. It's just, you know. But when you put the mind into the mix, you know, your mind controls your body. Whatever your mind says, this can be done and you can do this, then your body's going to do it. I don't know if a lot of you saw the video that was going around Facebook about a veteran who was overweight and couldn't walk, and I think he was in a wheelchair, and he started doing therapy, yoga therapy. And he had a very good trainer. He had a great trainer. And between the support from the trainer and his own mind telling him, I'm going to do this, he did. He lost the weight. He gained the strength. He started walking. So the mind is really at the master controls. And we are body, mind, spirit. And we need to take care of all of those things in order to get us to a place where we're actually accomplishing something. And the connectedness to your spiritual nature, your spiritual side, your spiritual path helps you to do this. Good evening, 516. You're on Violet Reiki Radio.
Hi, Violet. Hi, Violet Rose. This is Jacob calling.
Hi, Jacob. How are you?
I'm doing great. How's everything going, Rose?
Everything's going fine. I'm so happy you called.
Great. Yes, I'm calling because I'm here to give a testimony for your show. It's wonderful, and I listen to it whenever I can get a chance, and it always makes me have a Thursday night, Reiki night, and it's always something to look forward to, and you're a great friend, and it's always great to see you, you know, in person, and you're just a beacon here on Long Island, so I thank you just for being you.
Thank you for saying that. That's great. I appreciate you, Jacob.
Thank you. So, you know, I was listening to what you're saying with Reiki in terms of how it helps you in the moment, but, you know, many people come to me, or even I struggle with this myself, in terms of trying to find the Reiki energy to bring after you do it on yourself or someone does it to you. the tools and strategies to carry that energy throughout the day. What would you say, you know, would you recommend to people or even to myself to carry that kind of self-healing energy throughout the day?
Okay, well, I know you're a Reiki practitioner, and when I would, you know, you program yourself, and it's kind of like, I do this with my clients a lot, too, and even myself, thinking along the lines of those capsules that they say are time release.
Mm-hmm.
So I do like a time release Reiki, or time release distance Reiki on myself as well as my clients. So when I'm doing my morning precepts and I'm doing my morning self-treatment, okay, when I'm done, when I'm done with self-treatment, what I do is I generally will draw the power symbol in front of me so that I step into that symbol and I step into Reiki. And then I will also draw symbol number two, and then symbol number three, which is the distance healing Reiki symbol. My intent with the third symbol, the distance healing Reiki symbol, is to have it release in the distance or in the future of my day. When Reiki is needed, it should release the Reiki just like a time relief pill would release medication, so that it's constantly flowing. The other thing you can do is if you come to a point in your day where you're just feeling kind of like, ugh, you know, you don't have the energy there, you take a moment and you connect to Reiki and ask that Reiki flow through you, that you become Reiki. And that's another way to give yourself a little boost through the day.
That's very spot on. I mean, you know, during week this week, you're right, I did have, you know, like anybody else, when you're working, you're going to hit the wall and you're going to feel like you are tension, you are anxiety, instead of understanding who you really are, which is, you know, a lot bigger than any emotion. You know, I did have that moment, and I had a lunch break, and I only have about 20 minutes to get lunch. So I decided instead of, you know, eating a full lunch, that I, for those 20 minutes, I would do Reiki self-healing and have like a snack bar instead. So I did that, and it flipped around my day like there's no man's business. And I came in charging like the ram, charging like the bull, and I was ready to go. And, you know, it was just very powerful. But so you're saying in addition to the self-healing, almost equally as important is to do at least the three symbols, the three basic Reiki symbols, correct?
Well, just to give yourself a little boost when you go out into the world. You know, a lot of people, they surround themselves with protection. They surround themselves with the white light, the blue light, the violet light, whatever, you know, to encapsulate them and protect them. I like to make sure that, you know, I'm going out with Reiki kind of around me and in me. And the whole thing also is to also, when you do your meditations, to just let go and be Reiki, you know?
Yes.
If you are Reiki, if you embody the presence of Reiki, it's always with you.
Sure. I mean, with Reiki, though, it's like, you know, now that I'm attuned to the energy, I understand it. But people oftentimes ask me, you know, they'll ask questions such as, what is Reiki energy? And how does it differ than, you know, let's say putting crystals on your chakras or doing a Qigong meditation? I often have a hard time answering that in a sense that it's a sensation, it's a feeling. They're all one and the same. When I'm doing Reiki, it is, you know, similar, but I know it's through another vehicle, another way to get to that. But how would you answer people who come at you saying, oh, you know, you're doing Reiki, great, but what's the difference between that and meditation?
Well, meditation is a method. Meditation is not energy. See, Reiki in and of itself is energy. It's the universal life force energy. So I would not compare or parallel Reiki with meditation. They're two separate things. However, Reiki and Qigong have a lot in common.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Qi in the Qigong is just like Qi in Reiki. Yeah, well, it's energy. That you know, that portion is energy. So, and when you're doing Qigong, it's you're moving energy. So, you know, what they call Qigong is life energy cultivation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they're calling it energy cultivation as opposed to energy, universal energy. Either way, it's energy.
Mm-hmm.
So Reiki and Qigong are very much alike.
Yes.
It's just a different way of moving energy, a different way of running energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure.
So would that answer that question? Because I'm not sure what these people are asking.
Well, I mean, you know, just because they want to understand what Reiki is to just, you know, because I'm a big believer in that you understand Reiki, but it's also important that not only you understand it, but you teach it so others could use it on themselves and others. And in order for you know, you display what Reiki is, it's kind of, you yourself have to be very clear with the Western world as best as you can in terms of explaining what Reiki is. And in order for people to understand what Reiki is, they have to know what it's not and how it differs from similar practices.
Oh,
and that
my
would
best.
Allow them to basket in Reiki and to invest in it, for they know that it's different than what they may be doing, and it sticks out. You understand?
Right. Well, my best definition of Reiki, you know, can you describe to me, you know, what is Reiki? And I would tell them, you know, well, it's universal life force energy, spiritually guided life force energy, intelligent energy. Also, more succinctly, it's like acupuncture without needles. And believe it or not, most people get it when I do that correlation.
Mm-hmm.
So, because they know if they've had acupuncture or they've seen acupuncture, they know that an acupuncturist will be placing needles in the various corresponding places to the meridians on your body, and they will be, energy will be flowing through those meridians because of where the placement of the needles go. So they get it. And then if they need more, then you go into it, you know, a little deeper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, the best way that I kind of describe Reiki is it's almost just, I mean, for me, to keep it in simple terms, because people like technology, I just say almost it's putting your iPod in the charger. It's a way to recharge your energy, your iPod.
That's cool.
I mean,
sorry,
your energy.
Good.
And people today who are very, you know, modern, and you know, a lot of ways we're getting a little bit too into technology and away from who we are. And I don't think that was ever the point of technology. It was to bridge in spirituality and technology, not to separate the two. At once, to feel more superior than the other. Which is obviously has cost us a lot of turmoil throughout time, but you know that does work. Or you could, I would say, you know, it's just turning on the lamp. I think that was what I read in a book or stuff like that, dimming the lamp. But absolutely. And,
right. Well, that's like with the Reiki on, the Reiki off. You know, when you want Reiki to flow, you just mentally say, okay, Reiki flow, Reiki on, and it starts. And when you want to turn it off, you just say Reiki off. And, you know, Reiki works very quickly, very simply. You know, it's a fast and also a simple treatment or method. You know, people have made it more complicated than I believe Usui Sensei ever did make it or teach it or even think that it would get to be.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
yeah,
there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of ego involved, and
right,
that causes things to kind of grow out of what they started to be.
Yeah.
It's up to each individual person to, you know, keep true to themselves and keep true to whatever it is they're practicing.
And the complexity makes sense in a sense that, you know, Usui, Dr. Usui, you know, found Reiki from a spiritual encounter, and many people are finding Reiki not through the spirit but through the mind. So the mind is now completing, complicating a lot of things, whereas when you're coming from spirit, it's actually, usually it's very straightforward and very simple. You know, so I think a lot of people are using, you know, their minds a bit too much, and that could be regressive in a lot of ways. But yeah, I think, you know, if you look at his background, he was, you know, a Buddhist. He was interested in studying, and that's kind of what got him on his trip to Mount Kariyama, was that he was doing kind of like a Buddhist, you know, meditation, 21-day meditation. And, you know, Buddhism is usually pretty straightforward. So I think if people stick to the core of Reiki, they'll understand it a lot more because they're using the other senses. When using other senses, you know, it's easier for you to cater towards simplicity versus, complex, you know, teaching.
Right. Well, that, you know, when his master or one of his teachers said to him, because he was always questioning the meaning of life, you know, what's the meaning mm-hmm. of life? You know, I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
he asked him, and the master said to him, in order to know the meaning of life, first you must die. And now, you know, here's Sensei thinking, I have to die in order to know the meaning of life. I don't want to die, you know. But what he meant was, you know, you have to go and get to the point where, you know, you're completely, your mind is completely blank. You accept that you know nothing. And from there, you'll find out exactly what the meaning of life is. And that's what precipitated him going to do the Lotus Sutra meditation, 21 days up on Mount Kariyama.
Mm-hmm.
During that time, he was going deeply within himself. He was doing what everybody is doing now. You know, you hear that these coaches and everybody, transformational coach, you know, we'll help you mm-hmm. understand life and yourself, and we'll help you change your whole life. Well,
it's all in 21 days.
That's basically what Sensei did when he did that meditation, and then he got to Satori. He did become enlightened, mm-hmm. and that's what led to him then coming up with Reiki. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You mentioned, you know, Dr. Sui's kind of, you know, blockage, I guess, for his enlightenment was the death of the self, the death of the ego, or to give up oneself and to be open. And I find myself included, and most people struggle with this in spirituality, in the sense that we're all trying to go forward and we're all trying to learn more, but it's kind of like you have to run the gamut of also understanding that you don't know it all.
Right.
What would you recommend for any spiritual seeker who's trying to go forward but also trying to go backwards too? It's kind of like going on a treadmill and putting it on forward and going backwards at the same time.
Well, you can't go backwards and forwards at the same time.
Exactly. It would be impossible.
You're not
my point.
You're not going anywhere.
Right. You're not going anywhere.
Right.
And I guess maybe that's a spiritual lesson, that when we think we're moving forward in life, we're really time and everything that we see as it is not really is not what we think. But
no,
that's
because
my
time
question.
Is relative anyway, you know. So what is time?
Sure. Time is what we make in our brain. But what would you recommend energetically, psychologically for someone who's getting into that cycle of frustration when they're trying to master spirituality and understanding, but also understanding that I know nothing? What's a good, humble, energetic place to work with in terms of, is there any energy center that works or any psychological thing that you could say to yourself?
Well, the mindset should be, again, here we go, the mindset should be clear and open and should not really be seeking to master anything. You know, you it's okay to seek knowledge, but seeking to master, you're putting a block in your own path, kind of. So seek knowledge, seek to be open. And I don't mean this in a flippant way, but as Bruce Lee said, be like water. Just keep flowing and trying to go with the flow and see where you are guided. Again, it's all about going within and going into your inner self and the true, real, authentic you, where you're meeting knowledge on a one-to-one basis. Where you're just plain old you meeting knowledge and accepting it for what it is and learning from it. You know, no attachment to any kind of outcome. You know, like they say, be in flow. It's one of the most difficult things for people to learn. Everybody wants to go out and learn all of this stuff, complicated stuff, techniques, this, that, the other thing.
Right.
If you tell a person, all you need to learn is to go with the flow, they're like, what? It's the most difficult thing to do. Just like when people start out meditating and they say, oh, I don't know how. I don't know. You know, I don't know how to sit on the floor cross-legged with my hands in mudra positions. And what should I say? And it's like, no, you don't need to know any of that. That's your progressive meditators. And it's at your own, you know, what you want. Just start with a breathing meditation, which involves no words, no chants, no mantras, no hands positions, none of that. You just meditate on the in-breath and the out-breath. That's it. Empty the mind, be a clear channel, and just accept and flow with what comes. That's it.
Yeah, it makes sense. And I could see why, you know, a lot of people get in trouble with it, in the sense that if you look at spirituality today, it's ran by individuals mostly, because most of our sources of spirituality does come from books or come from lectures, and it comes from individuals. So when you're coming from individuals, most of these people like to find ways to stick out from others so they can whatever.
Yeah, but that's not so much spirituality. That's more like organized religions. And I'm going to have to leave you at this point because they just told me I have 90 seconds to sign off.
Okay.
But do call back again, Jacob. We'll pick this up on another show.
Always a pleasure. And anyone listening, I highly recommend I know she's not going to like this, but the great Violet Reiki Rose. She's a great Reiki practitioner, a great teacher, and we're all very lucky to have you on your show. So thank you for having me.
Thank you, dear. Have a great night.
Okay. All love.
All right, well, I have to leave. They're counting me down here. Thanks, Jacob, for calling in. Thank you, Lavinda, for watching and being there in the chat room. I love you very much. And we'll be back next week with Nina Paul, author of Reiki for Dummies. So please tune in, and hopefully you'll have some questions for Nina and or myself. Her book is fantastic. As we say, anyone can learn Reiki. It's a simple practice. It's a beautiful practice. And I thank you all for listening. And have a wonderful weekend in love, light, and healing.